it does bring up a point about this kind of thing. The script, we think, got onto the server through some kind of spyware or malware on someone's PC.
A Hainsboro website interruption is solved, but reminds computer users about the importance of protective software. And the Skagway School hosts a community forum on Wednesday. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories after this. UConners took home the two biggest trophies from last weekend's Alcan 200 snow machine race outside of Haines. It was the 41st annual event and brought 28 riders from around Alaska and Canada to the eastern border of the Kluane National Park Reserve. Dev Hurlburt and Jason Adams of Whitehorse and Fairbanks Colby Hill were the first three to finish the 145-mile snow machine race, in conditions some racers called the worst they've ever seen. Riders took off from the U.S.-Canada border at 10 a.m. Saturday, hitting speeds of over 100 miles an hour as they reached Desdiash Lake in the Yukon, where racers turned their sleds south for the return trip to the finish line. Hurlburt finished first overall in 1 hour, 19 minutes, and 4 seconds.
First place, guess who? Dev Hurlburt.
Hurlburt's raced the Alcan 200 15 times before, taking home almost every top spot besides first overall.
I got 4 seconds and 3/3. I won the open class 1 year when Jay's brother got first with a 600. But yeah, this is my first overall. So I have lots of little trophies.
Yeah.
No big ones.
Yeah.
At Saturday night's award ceremony and banquet in Haines, Hurlburt credited his sled's most recent mechanical upgrades for being a big reason behind his win.
It's been a long time since I've been able to even stand up here to get a trophy, and this is my first, and I'm thankful for that. But I think most of the credit should go to Yukon Yamaha, because Jay convinced me about a month or so ago to actually put my sled, which I've had for 3 years, in the race, and Rick and cousin Mike, their mechanics, did absolutely everything to that sled. All I had to do was ride it today.
Finishing less than a minute and a half later was Jason Adams from Whitehorse. The two riders said they raced close to each other throughout the race, with Adams clocking the lead by less than a minute at the halfway point.
Started in the back. I had to get to the front.
Of our class, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we started in the front of the pack type of deal, but which is a good thing, I think. We raced briefly.
Yeah.
For probably a minute, maybe.
Yeah.
About that.
Each way. I ran.
Yeah, he did a foot race in.
I missed a fuel stop.
During the snowmobile race. He was behind me, and the Grim Reaper was behind me.
I didn't want to pass him, though, and make him go faster.
Times were slower overall this year, but weather conditions called for it. Adam said racers faced 4-foot snowdrifts and high winds during the chase, and expressed his astonishment in the weather as he accepted his second place trophy Saturday night.
First of all, I just want to thank everybody who's involved with this race. It's an enormous endeavor to pull off when the weather's good, and on a day like today, all you that were involved, it's amazing that this whole thing can even happen, and that everybody can travel back and forth, and it's insane. That's all I can say. It was insane for the racers and the crews and everybody.
The Chilkat Snowburners honored Jeffrey Petey, who died racing the Alcan 200 in 2009. His wife, Tracy Petey, accepted two gifts from race organizer Karen Hess, including Petey's retired racing bib.
We, the Snowburners, actually want to give you something, and the first thing we're going to give you is, this is retired.
Yes, thank you.
And it is number 97.
Right on.
So, also, because we love you so much, and we got to know you over the past year, because we never knew you before, you have a jacket now from the Chilkat Snowburners with Jeff's number on the sleeve.
Thank you.
And we love you.
Thank you.
Haines' Zach Farron finished with the fastest local time, followed by several other Chilkat Valley racers, Lane Martin and Tori Bliley. Chris Brooks, Jay Linhart, and Tyler Farron also raced. The Hainesboro and Visitor Center websites were temporarily unavailable Friday after the web host mistakenly suspended the sites because of a faulty script, giving web surfers a confusing message.
they got a screen that said the account had been suspended.
The site's webmaster, Bear Star Web Designs' James Albro, responded quickly before any serious issues came from the glitch. But an oversight by the out-of-town host, Third Sphere, caused a longer hiatus than expected, says Albro.
Now, we received a notification that there was a bad script on the server. We immediately removed that script once we became aware of it. And then the host, unfortunately, independently suspended the account, not knowing that we'd already solved the problem. And so it took us several hours to get it unsuspended.
Although the hitch was not serious and did not cause problems, it's led the borough to take a closer look at protective scans in their system.
It does bring up a point about this kind of thing. The script, we think, got onto the server through some kind of spyware or malware on someone's PC.
Albro clarifies that spyware, the suspected culprit, is not hacking, and the malfunction was not premeditated.
It's not hacking in that no one actually got into the website, you know, onto the server. The way they did it was in secretly installing some kind of program on the user's computer, which then turned around and used the information on the user's computer to get access to the server. But the kind of more benign versions are simply trying to insert links for search engines or something. So you might find that a bit of spyware, its role in life is to get onto someone's computer and then take advantage of whatever information's on that computer to have a bunch of links sent out.
The occurrence sends a big reminder to computer users, especially PC users, since the problem could happen simply by visiting a website, even if nothing is downloaded.
Certainly, that's how they get in. If you cruise the web, you may come across certain websites that have the ability to inject this code into your PC. It can exploit what's on your PC. So, for instance, if you happen to have a saved password on the PC, it might be able to use that password to get access to whatever you normally get access to. A computer user, if they cruise the web, they run into many websites that inject these bits of code onto your PC. And then that code can possibly use the information on your PC to insert itself to maybe install a program onto a server.
Albro reaffirmed that no information was lost through the borough sites on Friday, and the problem is not likely to happen again. For starters, they're probably going to change web hosts.
Overall, it wasn't a very alarming experience. The only alarming thing was how slow it was for the host to respond to us. So we'll be thinking about moving to a different host. We were not satisfied with the response time. Many hosts do offer that as a service to make sure that their sites are clean. But yeah, it's everyone's responsibility to make sure that sort of thing doesn't happen. And we changed our passwords regularly, but I believe this piece of code was put on before that change occurred. So it was hiding in a secret little corner on the server. No one noticed it.
The webmaster is also changing some methods of storing passwords to the server, so access like this is stricter. In the meantime, PC users can use last week's example as a lesson on the importance of scanning programs, which are often available for free online, says Albro. And he says virus scans don't protect computers against spyware problems.
Almost every PC has this problem, and I guess this is a good warning. You know, you should scan your PC regularly, you know, for spyware and malware. It's more than just viruses, and there's separate programs you can get, you can download. Most of them are free. You can download them and run scans, and you can remove these things. But if you run a scan 1 month, within another month, you may well have contracted a few more of these things.
Albro suggests using a browser other than Internet Explorer and checking out safer-networking.org for more information on protective software. He urges caution, though, warning that some unknown spyware programs may contain viruses themselves. The Skagway School is hosting a community forum this week, a roundtable-type discussion about top issues at the school.
There are 3 to 4 tables set up, and we and the community go table to table to ask questions, express ideas, voice some concerns, plan for, you know, what really the community would like to see as far as the goals of the school district to be taking for the next year.
Superintendent Les McCormick says this year's forum welcomes interested residents to take part on Wednesday night alongside school board members. On the agenda is a presentation out of Petersburg on how they're working with the virtual high school. The Skagway students will begin using the program next week, which gives access to classes that aren't offered in Skagway.
Yeah, just getting out the message, what we do here in Skagway, and can we make it better? How can we improve upon what we have right now?
Other topics to be discussed are enrollment, finances, academics, and communication within the school and community-wide.
And looking at the agenda, it's a mixed bag because it's all rolled into one. Without enrollment, finances go down, and with finances go down, what can we really offer students who are in the district, especially our upper-end students, upper-end meaning the junior high school? What more can we offer them with less resources? That's something we've been attempting to tackle all year long, but now it's really brought forward by the fact that the enrollment is slipping away on us. So how can we really utilize our resources getting more for less?
The Skagway School Community Forum is on Wednesday, January 20th at 6 p.m. at the multipurpose room in the school. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. Thanks for listening.